Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. Like bad crossovers, I guess? I was on Blue Sky this morning before heading out to drop the kiddo off at school, and I came across a press release-y post on VGC, the Video Games Chronicle, by Andy Robinson, and it was talking about how there is a crossover between Monster Hunter Wilds and KFC in Japan. And it just kind of bummed me out. It kind of sucks that that's where we're at. Like, I know that like fast food in Japan is a little bit different than fast food out here in the United States. But the thing that is like really killing me about it is, like, I feel like the pipeline of like gamer fuel and like energy drinks and all of that nonsense to Call of Duty, like Doritos and energy drinks and Call of Duty is like a match made in heaven. We just kind of trust that, you know, that is hashtag gamer life, which also sucks, which I will get into in a little bit. But the thing about Monster Hunter Wilds that like really gets me is so much of that game's like presence and like flavor and like the thing that they spend so much time on compared to so many other games is how good the food looks in those games. And I just think about like the crossover of like that chef, the like Palico chef working his ass off to make the best meal, like the hottest looking slabs of meat and like fries and like steamed vegetables and like everything looks so good, like Ghibli-esque, that good level of food tech in Monster Hunter games, and then a crossover with just brown chicken, and it just like that. And then I just think about the texture of the KFC mashed potatoes, which has a special place in my heart, but also is like capital B bad, even though it is also good. And it just is like so confusing to me. Like, I get it. Like, these fast food restaurants have money to throw around and they need to get more people in. And like the whole idea of like utility of let me just go get a box of chicken and sit down and just like plow through it like a fucking animal so that I can get back to my video games. Like, I get it. Like, it makes sense. It is like a little grossly stereotypical, but I get it. But the thing that I've been thinking about more, like, ever since reading that and kind of hasn't been able to leave my mind is, like, one of the best posts that I've had on the website for a while now is one of the earlier ones, which is just, like, the sorry state of video game merchandise and just, like, how gamers just continue to be okay with getting a t-shirt that has a game's logo on it as if that is, like, showing off your fandom in like a cool and interesting way, and I just find that abysmal and disappointing, and it sucks. And I feel the same way about this food thing. Like, the more I think about it, the more it just feels like an absolute miss for like this KFC deal to be a thing. Like, why, I don't know, like pie in the sky, right? Like, why isn't there a Blue Apron deal for Monster Hunter? Like, why isn't there a meal kit version of a like Monster Hunter crossover that's like make your own Rathalos steak, you know? Like, here's how to do it. Here's like the ingredients are like slightly changed to be in universe name and then like a little parentheses of what it is, because like Would that sell as much as KFC? Probably not. But, like, could you... It's the thing where I feel like we have all of these marketing deals and everything, and they're all so blatantly just to sell you stuff And I think the, you know, we could talk about Blue Apron and like all of those different flavors of meal kit things and how maybe they're not that great after all. Just like the absolute amount of plastic in those when I used to get them, it's just like, well, is this actually helping? But I think the like, if you take the most positive spin on that stuff, is like Blue Apron is how I learned how to cook, like how I learned proper knife technique, how I like got interested in cooking in general, and like how I learned how to like put ingredients together and like learned how to like read a recipe and all of the like little ticky-tacky things that I feel like makes cooking feel so hard from the beginning. And like, you know, I did that back in 2018, and now I'm like a perfectly capable, I would even say good cook. And that's all because I like took the dive on this thing and like started, you know, trying it out and like finding new ingredients that I'd never heard of before, like trying things out. Like, I don't know, there was a weird kick in Blue Apron in like 2018 or something where it's just like every other meal came with black garlic, and it's like, okay, like we're going a little intense on this, but hey, that's cool. I appreciate that. Like, now I know what that is. And it has this ability to, like, it feeds you, and that's great. And like, I'm sure it highly deepens the pockets of the people who own the thing, but also I am learning something. Like, I am getting something out of this. And when I think about this Monster Hunter deal and like some of these other game crossovers with like brands and everything, they're like, I feel like games are like feeding into the awful stereotype of people who play video games are just gross garbage monsters who like taurine and fried food. And like, while that is probably a yes, it's not, you know, hashtag not all gamers. Like, I think that there is something that you could be doing here that is like, you know, learn how to make the beautiful food from that Palico chef. Like, learn how to do that, you know? And it seems like that could be an avenue for finding a new thing or like enriching the life of someone who is playing these games and like maybe teach them something about the world as we go forward. And like, I even think about this in like a really, another like crazy silly way. You can buy the Alan Wake coffee thermos, right? But like, is there a character out there who's like incredibly particular about their coffee that you could just like, here, learn how to do a goddamn AeroPress. Like, here you go. Like, we've done this for you. Like, now you can try this thing, and now this can be like a new gateway into something else. And it all like really comes back to that sorry state of video game merchandise that I was talking about before, where it's just like, we really should, like, there should be more to this. Like, if you're going to spend all of this money on these brand deals and like double XP weekends by getting fucking Subway or something, like, listen, I don't have anything for you Call of Duty gamers out there. I don't really know. I don't really know what, like, do you want like weekend passes to a shooting range? That seems bad. But the thing I think about is just like, we should, like, if you're going to do this, like, if you're going to like find a way to make like the most degenerate of us go out and buy game fuel so I can get double XP and unlock the legally distinct FAMAS, like, I just feel like we could be doing better, you know? Like, I don't want to get all like epidemic-y here, but like, when we talk about like the, what is it, the male loneliness epidemic, and like the idea that like we all just live in echo chambers, and then also, you know, the quote unquote obesity epidemic, like, it just really feels like a lot of these things, just like the loneliness aspect, the like, the sedentary lifestyle that most office workers end up living with, could be simply solved, maybe not solved, it could begin to be solved, or at least a particular avenue to maybe solve these things or like lead people down different paths, is just like giving new opportunities for new things. And I think that it's really easy to look at something like Monster Hunter that has like a whole aspect of, you know, here are these really complex and interesting meals that like could be a way to get someone into something new, you know? Like I was thinking, we're getting real autobiographical here, but I have thought for a long time that like the avenues that I have found most enjoyable in like exercise and everything, like I don't really love sitting in a gym and lifting weights and everything because it doesn't feel practical to me, and I understand. But like the most success I've ever had was running and then like gym climbing, because part of me thinks like, okay, like these are practical skills that I can use to like do things, you know, like you always need to be able to climb up over a ledge for some reason. And, running and stamina is like always a fantastic thing. And a lot of that I like tie back to video games, right? Like I always get annoyed when I am sprinting in a game, my stamina runs out and now I have to walk slowly, or, you know, the same thing for climbing. And like, is there a way that like you can parlay that stuff, like make that connection between video games and like outdoor activity, or, you know, cooking or trying a new hobby or reading books? Like this is kind of the beauty of the public domain stuff that I've talked about too, where it's like, okay, like, do you really like this weird Xbox 360 Dante's Inferno game? Well, let me tell you, dude, there is a public domain version of that story that you can go read. And guess what? If you read a annotated version of that, you're going to learn a whole hell of a lot about, you know, 12th century, 13th century Italian politics and philosophers. And like that becomes another new gateway. Like that becomes a new way to enjoy something else. And same for like, I've thought about this with like building games too. Like my fascination with space travel and everything started with like Apollo 13, and like my dad was a big like space buff. But then, you know, you feed that into, you know, 300 hours of Kerbal Space Program, and now I know more things about space. And then because I know things about space, I had a brief stint where I was like, okay, like let's figure out astrophotography. I got this cool camera, let's do it. And, you know, that stuff is, like, waxing and waning and everything, but it does feel like we underplay the ability for video games to be the beginning of a new hobby instead of the end-all, be-all hobby. And that like, can be as small as I like detective stories, so I'm going to read some Agatha Christie for the first time. Or it can be as big as, man, it is sure neat that this cat chef can make a cool Rathalos steak with some steamed vegetables and like some really good looking noodles. How do I do that? And like that becomes maybe not transformative to your life, but it becomes a new thing that creates a full-bodied person who is able to like step into new things. And it like is lowering the barrier to you trying on the next new thing, you know? And I think that is like, really, when it comes down to it, that's the thing that bothers me the most about this KFC thing, is that it's just so fucking easy. Like, it's just like, here you go, eat your fried chicken. Like, this is good for you, I guess. When, you know, we talk about how long it takes to do this, and like how long it takes to make video games, and how hard it is to market them and everything. But like, I just feel like it's incredibly disrespectful to people who buy the games to be like, all right, and like come over to your goddamn pig trough of bad marketing products, because like you're gonna buy it anyways, right? Like you're gonna buy those Funko Pops, you're gonna buy all this plastic trash, because, you know, that's what we do. Meanwhile, like the books that movies are based on get special like illuminated editions, and like we get KFC. I don't know. It's been like a thing that's been bothering me for a while now, but that the Monster Hunter one this morning just like really pushed me over. That's going to do it. I gotta go in and go to the work. But yeah, thanks for hanging out. We'll catch you next time. The VOD for the 24 hours of Extra Life, I gotta chunk it up into little bits because YouTube does not like 24-hour-long videos. So I'm gonna be breaking that up and pushing it out. That shelf is getting done today. Also, speaking of other fun outside projects, go get a power washer. Also, like that's a great one. So I'll have like more stuff coming up soon. The Avowed video continues. Holy cow, that one might not be out until December, looking at how crazy the holiday season is going to get for us. But yeah, lots of stuff coming. Keep an eye out for a new podcast pretty soon. I want to be editing that soon, but yeah, keep an eye out. All right, I will. I'll catch you later. Have a good rest of your day if it's ending, and have a good start to your day if it's beginning. See ya.